This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Navy said it was providing assistance Thursday after two tankers were reportedly attacked in the Gulf of Oman. VOA's Tommy McNeil brings us the latest.
The U.S. Navy suspects the two oil tankers were damaged in separate attacks in the Gulf of Oman near the strategic Strait of Hormuz Thursday. There were two distress calls, one at 6:12 a.m. and the other at 7 a.m. local time. Several shipping agents and chartering sources say they both sustained significant fire damage and the crews had to be evacuated. This follows attacks last month on four tankers within the region. Two were Saudi-owned, one was from the UAE and another from Norway. An investigation by the affected countries concluded that those attacks were most likely carried out by a state actor, and it was highly likely that mines designed to be attached magnetically were used. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hong Kong returned to normal Thursday after clashes between police and protesters who oppose a controversial extradition bill that would allow criminal suspects to be sent to mainland China for trial. Wednesday, thousands of activists shut down government headquarters and the Legislative Council when it was set to debate the extradition bill. U.S. President Donald Trump dismissed concerns about accepting information about electoral opponents from foreign powers on Wednesday. He said such activity would not amount to interference in the U.S. political system. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the president says he'd have no obligation to report offers of foreign dirt to the FBI.
FBI Director Chris Wray told Congress last month Donald Trump Jr. should have told the Bureau about a Russian lawyer's offer of dirt on Hillary Clinton in 2016. The president says Ray is wrong, adding, life doesn't work like that.
AP Sagar Magani reporting. This is VOA News. Sudan's opposition leaders ended their campaign of civil disobedience and strikes, allowing businesses to reopen and traffic to once again fill the streets of Khartoum. The protesters and the country's military rulers are set to resume talks aimed at returning Sudan to civilian rule. The Ethiopian special envoy says the army, which has been in control since longtime President Omar al-Bashir was ousted in April, has agreed to release political prisoners. The White House's budget office tells the U.S. Congress it will now meet a two-year deadline to ban federal contracts with companies that do business with Chinese telecom giant Huawei, part of a defense law passed last year. Reuters' Eve Johnson has more.
The Trump administration's plan to pressure Chinese telecoms giant Huawei is back on track. In a letter dated Wednesday, the White House's acting budget chief told Congress that his office will be able to meet a key deadline to implement part of a ban targeting Huawei. The Office of Management and Budget has had 2 years to roll out the National Defense Authorization Act from the time it was signed by President Donald Trump last year. It bars government agencies and contractors from doing business with Huawei as a matter of national security. It's one of a number of actions taken by Washington to put the squeeze on the world's largest maker of telecoms gear. Washington has accused Huawei of spying for Beijing and stealing intellectual property.
Reuters' Eve Johnson reporting. Huawei is not controlled by Beijing, says it is not controlled by Beijing, and has filed a lawsuit against the U.S. government over the restrictions. Authorities evacuated nearly 300,000 people from India's western coastline as a strong cyclone threatened to make landfall Thursday. The India Meteorological Department said Cyclone Vayu is already bringing rain, heavy winds to the city of Porbandar with the waves also getting larger. Forecasters say Gujarat state might be spared a direct hit before the storm heads back out to sea. The Saudi-led coalition fighting rebels in Yemen is vowing stern action after a Houthi rebel missile struck an airport near a Saudi mountain resort that wounded 26. None of those injuries are believed to be life-threatening. A coalition spokesman is calling the missile strike a terrorist attack against civilians and considers it a war crime. Police in the Dominican Republic say the alleged shooter of baseball player David Ortiz is under arrest along with four others in a group offered nearly $8,000 to kill the former Boston Red Sox star at a bar in the Dominican Republic. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.